Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anti Leela, Chapter 2, continuing. This is verse 490. Lord Chaitanya has come to Puri, taken darshan. Now he's in the house of Sarvabhauma. He had fainted on the ground in an ecstatic swoon for 9 hours. Now he's just finished telling Sarvabhauma that and tomorrow and the next day and all the days I'm living here, when I take darshan, I'll stay a very safe distance away. I won't get too close to Jagannath, so I won't go into ecstasy. So I'll stay by the Garuda Stambha and take darshan. And Garuda Stambha is about 100 feet or so from Jagannath temple. And he stood there. Of course, even then, we hear later that when he stayed there, he was so much in ecstasy that he was holding on to the wall with his hand behind the wall, and the wall was melting. The stone actually melted and captured the imprint of Lord Chaitanya's fingerprints. And the stone below his feet also melted from the intense fire of separation he was feeling. And got the impression of Lord Chaitanya's footprints in the stone underneath, beside the Garuda Stambha. And that stone they moved outside into a small mandir, Mahaprabhu Charan Chinna Mandir, outside on the Parikrama Marga of Jagannath Temple. Text 490. Nityananda bale bada adaile bhala vela naive snana karaha sakala. Nityananda replied after hearing Lord Garanga's promise, "It is good, Mahaprabhu, that you avoided. It is good that you avoided that calamity. Now it is late. Let us all go take bath." Prabhu Bali, Nityananda samvariha mori e amideya samarpilana tumare. Garanga replied, "Nityananda, you should protect me. I am surrendering my body to you." Samarpila. Arpilana means arpan. Mantandan, Krishna samarpan, means to offer everything to the Lord, body, mind, and words. So he's saying, "Sama, samarpan, samarpilan, tomare. I'm offering everything to you. Please protect me." So this prayer of Lord Garanga's, Prabhu's prayer, Nityananda samvariya more, e ami deha samarpilana tomare. This would be a nice prayer for all the Gaura Bhaktas. Because nitai bine bhai radhakrishna payate nai. Without the mercy of Nityananda, no one can attain the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So this is this prayer of Garanga's to Nityananda could be our prayer also. O Nityananda, Nityananda, samvariya more, you should protect me. Why? Because I'm sold out to you. I'm sold out to you. I'm surrendering to you. I'm Nityananda Das. I've gone to your marketplace. I've entered your marketplace, Anamhat, Namhat Sangha. I've entered that marketplace. And I purchased the holy name with the money of my faith, and I've surrendered to your Sankirtan movement, Lord Nityananda. So I'm samarpilan, surrendering unto you, samarpilan, and I want to worship you and offer everything I have for your pleasure. So please protect me. You should do this, Nityananda. You should protect me, Krishna Das, Radha Dasi. I am surrendering my body to you, samarpilan, deha. Deha samarpilan. So this prayer of Garanga is, he's saying that Nityananda samarpilan, tomare, arpan, sama, I'm offering everything to you. It says deha samarpan. Ami deha, samarpilana tomare. So this can be our prayer, the prayer of us, we sadhakas, we bhaktas and bhaktins and Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, we can pray to Nityananda. O Nitai, please protect me. I surrender my body to you. Ami deha. My body, I offer everything. Because body means the gross body and the subtle body. Body means this arms and legs and then the working senses, my mouth, I offer my hands, my speech. And it means the subtle body, means the mind, linga sharir, shukshma shriya, the gross body and the subtle body. So I'm offering it to you. Tave katakshane snana kari prema suke vasilena savara sahita hasyamuke. Gauranga enjoyed ecstatic love as he took bath thereafter. He then smiled and sat down with the devotees. So this is the nature of Gauranga, that he's ecstasy personified. He's always, even when he's taking snan, he's prema suke. He's enjoying his happiness of divine love even when he's taking a bath. Because when he's taking a bath, he's never forgetting his Lord. So he's taking a bath, he's not just saying, nice hot water. he's thinking of the Lord, and he's thinking of bathing the Lord or splashing the Lord. Or he's thinking of his Lord. So then he's thinking of Prem Srup Krishna, Radha thinking of Krishna. So it's a happy bath. If you're taking bath and remembering your dear beloved one, then you'll be full of happiness. So the love is creating the happiness. He enjoyed ecstatic love as he took bath. Moods are changing here. So they all took a bath. Lord Chaitanya took a bath, and all the devotees sat down. Lord Chaitanya smiled, and he sat down with all his devotees. Now it's very sweet exchanges. Bahu vidya mahaprasad aniyat satvari sarvabhama tulilena prabhura gochari. Sarvabhama quickly bought many varieties of mahaprasad and placed them before Lord Gauranga. Oh, that's nice. Sounds pretty good right about now. Mahaprasadere prabhu kari namaskar vasila bunjite lai sarva parivar. After offering obeisances to the mahaprasad, the Lord began to eat along with his associates. That's the thing about Gauranga. He's so much in the mood of Vaishnava. Oftentimes he's in Bhagavan Bhav, or sometimes, a lot of times, in Bhakta Bhav. So he's acting in Nara Leela just like a great devotee, offering obeisances to the Mahaprasad, because the Mahaprasad is Krishna. Sarva Parivara, all his associates, he took prasad. Prabhupali, Vistara Lafara, More Deha, Pitapana Chena Bharatamara Sabe Lena Laha. Gauranga said, you can give me a large portion of boiled vegetables. You all my friends and devotees, you take the sweet balls, cakes, and preparations made with kheer. They don't have to be told to do that. I'm sure they'll automatically gravitate towards the kheer and avoid the steamed vegetables. You can give me the ordinary vegetables, known as mixed vegetables. Lafra vyanjana means mixed vegetables. And deliver all the better preparations to the devotees. This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhu kai mori deha, lafra vyanjane, pittapana amrita gutika deha bhaktagan. Like amrita gutika, a very special sweet that Radharani makes for Krishna. And he said during this evening meal, she makes five sweets in the afternoon when she comes back after the Uttara goes to Leela, and Krishna returns from the cows, and Radharani briefly sees him. Then she goes into her house and starts cooking preparations, and especially five different sweets for Krishna's evening meal. So one of them is, there's Gangajal Ladus, and there's Siddhavilas Amritam, and then there's Ananga Gutika and Amrit Gutika. So three of them are offered in the evening meal. Two of them are offered after Ras Leela, dancing. So they're very special. Madhurya sweets, Madhura Madhura. Emata Bali Prabhu Maha Prema Ras, Lafara Kya Yena Prabhu Bhakta Gana Has. After speaking like this, Mahaprabhu began to eat the boiled vegetables in ecstatic love, and the devotees began to laugh. Bhaktagana hase. Well, that's everyone. It was a win-win situation. Because the devotees, they're laughing. Bhaktagana hase. All the group of devotees, they're laughing. But everybody would laugh if they drank a few cups of kheer and ate all this sweet rice and cakes. So the devotees were eating all these cakes and sweet rice and other kheer that Lord Chaitanya told them to eat. And he was eating, and they were laughing, and they were happy, they were laughing. So they were laughing, having a good time. And the Lord is eating boiled vegetables. Well, what was he doing? He was Mahaprem Ras. So one side, the devotees are laughing. Oh, wow, this is really good. Lord Jagannath must have taken this. His saliva, his Adhara Amrita is there. But Prabhu, Rasraj Mahabhav, is Mahaprem Ras. Prem Ras, Mahaprem Ras. That, what is that Mahaprem? That Mahaprem is Mahabhav. Divyon Mad, Unmad Mahabhav, Adhirudha Mahabhav. The Garanga and Radhabhav, Radharani is relishing Shamsundar's Adhara Amritam. The nectar of his lips, that sweet Madhurya nectar, that Sringar Ras, that sweet conjugal loving nectar of Shamsundar, Brijendra, Nandan, Jagannath's lips is mixed in his Mahaprasad, his remnants. And that Ras, that's the taste, that's the Mahaprem, that Ras is being relished by Mahaprabhu. So he's eating steamed vegetables and experiencing Prema Ras, and they're eating Kheer and laughing. Either way, it's a good thing. I would like to be there somehow or other within that whole experience. Janma janma sarva bhoma prabhura parshad anyatta anjera nahi haya e sampad. Sarva bhoma is an associate of the Lord, birth after birth. Otherwise, who else could have such good fortune? Suvarna taliteyana aniya apan sarva bhoma dena prabhu karena bhojan. Sarvabhauma bought rice on a golden plate and offered it to the Lord, and the Lord ate it. Golden plates. He's a big guru. He's a big acharya, so he has gold. And he's a Raj Guru, so what does the guru give him when he does a yajna or a puja? He doesn't give him some 151 rupees in a stainless steel tali. Nowadays, when somebody does, they invite some Brahmas in their home for a puja, they give him a little chatter and a gamsha, and a new stainless steel tali, 151 rupees. But when King Prataparudra, when he had the Raj Guru Sarvabhauma do pujas and some, you know, sanskaras, and he would give him a golden plate and so many golden cups and plates and jeweled inlaid plates. So he's serving the Lord on a golden plate. And then foolish people, what will they say? Hey, what is this? He's supposed to be a sannyasi, a vairagi. Why is he eating off a metal plate? Since foolish people think that they were equal to the object of service, their mentality leads them to hell. Sebo jane jateka haila prema rangi. Vedavyasa varibena sesava prasanga. The ecstatic happiness that manifested while the Lord ate will be described in the future by Vedavyas. That's nice. Ashesha kotuke kari bhojana vilas vasilena prabhu bhakta varga chari pash. After joyfully completing his pastime of eating, the Lord sat down in the midst of his devotees, bhakta varg chari pash. They were in four directions in the middle of his devotees, bhojan vilas, bhakta varga kari bhojan vilas, bhakta varg chari pash. Bhojan Vilas, there's Rati Vilas, Bhojan Vilas, Rasa Vilas, Krishna's ocean of Ras, Rasa Samudra. And everything is Vilas, everything is ecstatic, loving rapture and experience, union and ecstatic happiness with the Lord of Love and the Lady of Love, Radha and Krishna. Bhojan Vilas, Bhakta Varg. A very interesting point that Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, he was eating this very, what appeared to be externally very simple food. It was lafra vyanjana. Lafra vyanjana means steam palak, steam vegetables, steam spinach and whatnot. And rai pata is one wild spinach type that grows here in Radhakund, and the Bengalis like it too much. It's called rai pata. Which is interesting because pata means leaf and rai is the name for Radharani. So it's Radharani spinach. I don't know if there must be some actual name for it, because someone gave it to me recently, and it's very, very green, has very, very big leaves. And I recognize it to be the same vegetable we call in America, we call Swiss chard. It's called Swiss chard in America. It's the same, it looks the same, everything. It tastes very similar. I didn't know it grew here, and somebody invited me for lunch, and they know I like steamed greens, so they served out this rai pata. And I said, what is this? And they said, it's available in the market. And I said, yeah, that's because it's a Bengali thing, and the Brijbasis, they only know Meti and Meti Batu and Balak. That's all they eat. So that's all he buys. He said there's five or six other things that the Bengalis eat that are really tasty and really healthy, but the Brijbasis say, oh, this is Bengali stuff. Well, Lord Chaitanya is eating that, and he's feeling Mahaprem Ras. So what does this mean? And the other devotees are eating the kheer and cakes and sweet rice, and they're quite happy about it. And they're laughing and enjoying honoring the Mahaprasad with great ulas. But what this means is that it's not really the rupam that counts, it's the vastu that counts. It's the substance, it's not the form, it's the substance in the form. So the steamed vegetables are offered to Lord Jagannath, so now they're Mahaprasadam. And the kheer and cakes and sweet rice are offered to Jagannath, now they're Mahaprasadam. And they're equally full of bliss with Lord Chaitanya. He's experiencing directly the taste of Krishna's lips in those steamed vegetables. And the other devotees might be saying, well, you know, I'm experiencing Krishna's lips in the sweet rice. It's so sweet and so satisfying. But the real point is that when one is in pure Krishna consciousness, he can have the simplest of prasadam and experience the greatest happiness. I don't know about Mahaprem Ras, but he can taste that rasa, that love of the Lord and every bite of steamed sabji or hara mung dal or whatever he eats. He experiences the Lord directly, then that's the greatest experience. So prasadam has that potential. The most simple steamed vegetables create the greatest reaction or response in a devotee who has love in his heart. And sometimes people say like that, they say, some devotees during Chaturmasya, we've heard they just eat khichdi with no salt. And people say, how can you do that? How can you eat that? But the devotees that have done that, observe Chaturmasya, eating once a day, eating khichdi with no salt, they say, oh, it's wonderful. It tastes wonderful. It's great. You don't know how tasty it is. I remember once, in regard to this and also Jagannath Prasanna, we were in Puri, and it was Purushottam Brat, Adhikamas, years ago. And we were staying there for the full month to observe Purushottam in Jagannath Puri, because that's Purushottam Kshetra and Purushottam Jagannath. And then we had some devotees with us from Russia and India and different places, Germany. And everybody was doing this one-month brat. So we all decided to do a brat of eating once a day Jagannath khichdi. And that's what they call Jagannath khichdi. And Puri is rice. And like there's for every 1,000 grains of rice, there's one little piece of dal, yellow split dal. So it looks like just rice. That's what they call khichdi. And they have different kinds of what they call khichdi. They have ghee khichdi and plain khichdi and then spice khichdi, then what's it called? Sweet khichdi and ginger khichdi, and lots of ginger. So we were just getting, because it was cheaper and we wanted to be simple to some extent, we're just getting ghee khichdi. Wasn't that simple, because there's khichdi without ghee also. I mean, little ghee. So this had ghee khichdi was coming. So every day for 1 month, the Purohit was bringing this ghee khichdi. And then after he sat down smiling with all the devotees. And after hearing this wonderful pastime, which we've all relished, and hopefully we all went there, and we were there in that sangha. And we were in Sarvabhauma's house, and we were seeing all that, and then we get this Shruti fall. It's such a wonderful pastime. It's so easy to be there and feel you're there and see the Lord smiling and the devotees laughing and taking their prasad. Because many of the pastimes that Lord Chaitanya is doing, the Raja Sabha, Vaishnava Raja Sabha, the Bhaktagan, the Vaishnava Mandala, the devotees, they also do. We sit down and we eat prasad together and we laugh and we feel ecstatic. So then we see the Lord is doing the same thing, and So it's very easy to somewhat relate to it and see it and experience it vicariously. So there's a Shruti file, there's a blessing or a benediction given by Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur after hearing this lila. He says, Nilachale Prabhura Bhojana Maharanga Ihara Shravanehaya Chaitanyara Sangha. By hearing the Maharanga, Bhojan Maharanga, the ecstatic pastimes of the Lord's eating at Nilachala, one attains the association of Chaitanya, Chaitanya Sangha. So that's wonderful benediction. Just, we're hearing it, even now we're just reading it and hearing it together. We feel like we're getting the association of Lord Chaitanya. Sheshe kande Chaitanya aila nila chale. Eyakyana shunile basi prema jale. Anyone hears these Antyakanda descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's journey to Nilachala will float in the ocean of love of God. Wow. I hope you know how to swim, because now we're floating in an ocean of love of God. Basaye, prema jal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda Channa Jan, Vrindavan Dasa Tachu Para Juge Gan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda Channa Jan, Vrindavan Dasa Tachu Para Juge Gan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda Chan Jan, Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Para Juge Ghan. Vrindavana Das Thakur closes the chapter by saying, accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavana Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. So this is chapter 2, ends here, the description of Gauranga's travel through Bhuvaneshwar and other places on his way to Puri. And we call this the... may have that name, this is the translation in English, but we call this the Mahaprabhu's Nilachala Gamana Lila.